The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, government formation talks continued into the night last night. Apparently there was progress made around the economic recovery plan, agriculture and direct provision. We'll have to wait and see what's in it for businesses, many of which reopened this week. We're joined now by John Moran, former Secretary General at the Department of Finance and Chairman of the Coalition SME Recovery Ireland. John, we'll have to, as I say, wait and see about what might be in this new government deal for SMEs. But when you look at the small business small businesses around the country, how do you think we compare with other countries in what is being provided for them through this pandemic?
Yeah, good morning, and thank you very much for having me on, I guess, to talk about this subject because it's a really important one. I suppose, simply put, at least up to now, the responses in Ireland have been weak compared to other European countries, and I suppose they're the best parameter to take. I guess we've seen that the scale that some countries, you know, I mean, you take sort of Germany, for example, where the SME sector has historically always been so important. I mean, they've come out with multiples of their economy in terms of the scale of what they're actually putting as aid for SMEs. And it's not just a scale issue. We're also seeing that other countries have just got the aid out much quicker. I mean, we took a look at France early on in our advice to the government. And the schemes in France were just much more efficient about getting money out. We seem to, in Ireland, think that we've done a good job. I mean, obviously the numbers are big. People are talking about 6.5 billion of aid to SMEs. But if you look under the bonnet, the amount of aid that's been able to be drawn down by companies is sort of in the tens, and, you know, just into 100 million.
John, aid straight away, I notice, and you're obviously of the view that SMEs need aid, because a lot of the money that is out there and made available to small businesses is through loans, and many of them are at cheap rates, but they are loans. Some of them are guaranteed loans and so forth. But you're talking about straight cash aid.
Yeah, no, so simply put, I mean, we think that, I mean, we're trying to get better handle on this number. We've been asking government to help us out to calculate it. But we think that the losses that have accrued to the SME sector, which basically is about, you know, 1.5 million people depend on the SME sector for their livelihoods in Ireland. So it's a huge part of our economy. It's a huge part of our social fabric. We think the losses they've incurred is about somewhere between 8 and 9 billion euros. And that loss just can't be borne by those businesses alone. And that's why we're seeing that, you know, 40 or 50% of them are saying that they can't keep going on like this for more than 3 to 6 months, and they'll be closed afterwards. And so we need to recapitalize that sector. And some people think that that just means getting cash into the businesses and it's all okay. But what we're saying is that that doesn't work. You just can't pile on debt onto businesses that have suffered so many losses across the country. You need to basically get them back to the place they started, I suppose, going into the crisis. Because one thing we know is that, and I think we're seeing that more and more every day now as businesses reopen, is anybody who thought that we were going to reopen the businesses like it was like a snowstorm and we had just sort of come back to work a week later is not operating in the real world. I mean, things are going to be very difficult for businesses as they try to trade their way out of this. They may not take on employees.
But isn't that one of the problems as well, from a government point of view? As a former Secretary General at the Department of Finance, if you were still in that job, would you be saying to the minister, we need a 15 billion euro recovery plan for small businesses? Because the reality is that if a lot of the costs are covered for during the lockdown and the pandemic, despite that, many of those businesses may not be able to make it back or make it through this, in which case then that money is given to businesses which are gone anyway.
Yeah, so you've asked me a really complicated question there with lots of different things. I suppose, quickly put, I wouldn't be changing my advice from before. It'd be the same advice today. I mean, I'm not carrying any particular hat here, I mean, other than just looking at this as an independent person saying what's the right thing to do. The last time, the most important way to get out of the crisis was by creating jobs. And that remains the same answer this time around.
But it was also about cuts, John. It was also about, you know, keeping a lid on spending. It was about all of that, whereas we're in a situation now where we're back into deficit. It's nobody's fault. It's been thrust upon us. But, you know, the government surely would have to ask the question of Where can we spend the available resources and get the maximum return for doing that, socially and economically?
And they should. And so what's different this time is that whereas before in 2011, 2012, if we actually borrowed any money, and in fact we couldn't really, because remember we were in a Troika period where the only people lending to Ireland were the Troika. But even as we got back into the markets, the cost of that debt was very expensive. It was 6 or 7% interest rates. This time round, what's happening is we can borrow because of the European solidarity much, much more cheaply. Now, that's not to say that we should just keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing for everything. We need to prioritise how we spend the money that we borrow, because at some stage we have to pay it back. So it's either our kids are paying it back or we're paying it back over the next couple of years. But what I'm saying is that as before, the best way to get the economy back on its feet and to get and to deal with the inequalities that eat into society with unemployment is to get people back to work. And when you're facing a situation this time around where foreign markets aren't operating as well as they were when we were dealing with the crisis in 12 and 13, it means people can't emigrate. So we have to deal with this more urgently even than before.
Do you think many businesses will go to the wall?
Well, I mean,
in the months ahead,
ISMI did a survey, and I suppose let's look at the positive first, is that as we're getting closer to the reopening, less businesses are a little bit more optimistic. But there's still 40 or 50% of the people that responded to that survey said that if things don't get a lot better within 4 to 6 months, then they're going to have to close. And of course, that's a kind of a dramatic on or off, right? What's really more likely to happen is that businesses will cut back. They won't take on extra staff, or they won't bring back the staff that they already had. They won't invest in repainting their shops and doing all those little things that each one creates a couple of jobs across the country in different places.
And some taxpayers, John, I'm sure, will feel that maybe this isn't affordable. We've one text in where a texter says, the taxpayer in Ireland does not want to get into hock for failing SMEs. Let them fail. What would you say to that?
So there's two things. The first thing is that the taxpayers of Ireland, remember I said 1.5 million people to depend on small and medium businesses for their incomes. Therefore, essentially 1.5 million of the taxpayers of Ireland are actually associated with this sector. And we have to ask them what they want to do in terms of how they spend their resources. But rather than sort of create this competition between different people, I think we have to look at how we spend money well for taxpayers. So this is essentially an investment in these businesses. One thing that is again in that text, right, that's really important is we've broken the recovery of business into three different sectors. The first is an emergency situation, which we're in at the moment. Next, there's a sort of a consolidation and picking, in effect, the businesses that will do well going into the future. And the third is how do those businesses get out of that and recover? So it's not saying that we should save every business forever in this process.
But the important thing, if we're going to save jobs, we're going to have to spend money.
We also have to remember that the businesses, even weak businesses today, that owe money to somebody else, if they can't pay those bills, they're leaving bills unpaid to good businesses.
All right. John Moran, Chair of SME Recovery Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.